from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary superintelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
You can also get the power snatch.
No. Get on your knees. It's wonderful.
The largest penis in the world, and the dude pops up. I love dominators.
Take that L on the way out.
Get a body bag! Yeah!
I don't know if this is racist, but it probably is. Have you ever had a grown man take your pants off? I give you two dudes swallowing wieners.
America, yeah! Fat, uneducated, beer, yeah, flags, yeah, trucks, bald, yeah! Screw the being learned people, no!
I can squirt or suck, yes. Oh, for God's sakes.
God, you are...
Bravo! That was great.
Thank you.
Good grief. I have never had a grown man take off my $7 shorts.
And I can squirt from a distance.
Yeah.
Spit on that thing.
This show's gross.
It really is.
By the way, Deal said, you know what happens? Those Glacier shorts get a little snug in 10 years. Buckley, you can just return them right to Costco for $6.99.
That's right.
That's the beauty of Costco. They'll take anything back.
Also, the beauty of $6.99 shorts, when they wear out, I can just throw them away and not feel a thing.
Yeah, you shouldn't take back.
I'm not going to take back these shorts.
$7 shorts.
As my Midwestern grandmother would say, use them up, wear them out, make them do without.
Don't be that person.
Oh, Grandma.
Grand Joe.
Well, you know, Buckley, that trust fund's running a little thin. You got to, you know, pin some pennies now with the second kid.
Hardworking people from Lincoln, Nebraska.
Now, did you buy those shorts or did your wife buy them for you?
She bought them for me. Yeah. She was there picking up groceries.
Oh, you didn't tell me that.
Oh, no, because I did, because I said as soon as my wife brought them home, I put them on. I liked them so much. I went back to Costco to try to get more colors, and they were sold out.
People want those Glacier Performance, man.
They're the most comfortable $7 shorts that you could possibly find. I feel strong about that.
They look nice.
Yeah.
Not going to lie.
Is it an athletic short? Or like what?
Sure. I mean, I can come in and model them like
they're
while we're on
like
the air.
They're more like a golf short.
Okay. Let's see Buck taking a spin. Are those below the knee, too? We getting some long. I'm interested in seeing what Buckley's
He's
got.
He's coming
going
in here.
Yeah.
It's going to be exciting. Get to see Buck's lower half up close. There they are. Yeah, see those?
Buckley on those bad boys. Yeah.
Hot.
It's Glacier Performance. Tasty. You throw those with a quarter zip, and you've got yourself a little outfit right there.
You got yourself a dad day.
Get some white Oakleys, you know, throw those on.
Got my $5 kid-proof Amazon sunglasses that they can put on and break, and I won't worry about. Another dad move.
It happens, man. Before you know Buckley. It, you just wake up one day and you got yourself a Subaru, a couple kids, a Labradoodle, and some Glacier Performance
shorts.
Dude,
I'm living that dad bod life.
What is the most expensive thing that you own?
My car, probably.
Well, no, I mean, just let me rephrase. What's
something nice?
What have you splurged on
yes.
the most
in
your whole life?
My whole life?
Like right now.
I mean, probably tickets to sporting events. I mean, I paid to go to both of the Oregon National Championship games. That was a...
Yeah, but that's a good splurge.
It was a pretty penny.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, Buck's an experience over things guy.
I am. I've spent a lot of money on travel, too.
Yeah.
I don't spend a lot of money on clothes. I will spend money on expensive meals.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, food's another one of those. We all have areas where we, you know, we splurge in areas that we're tied in.
But travel and food more than things, for sure. Experiences more than things.
Now you're getting the best of both worlds with those Glacier Performance.
Yeah, saving money for my vacation and looking good.
Tasty.
That hairy ass has never looked so good.
Mm. Not so hairy, actually.
No?
No.
I bet your buck is hairy.
I won't be proving.
Why don't you come back in here, Buck?
No, it's really, I am hairy in the front, not so much in the back.
Oh, whoa. TMI.
Hey-o.
No, or I mean like chest hair.
Else?
Oh.
Got a chest situation going on.
Buck was telling us about his man guard.
I thought so, too.
No.
A slice of New York pizza down there.
You know, you can trim that.
A merkin, if you will.
I had to before my vasectomy, remember? You asked me about how I shaved them.
Yeah, that was your balls, though.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you don't just do one area, not the other. Otherwise, you're doing some kind of weird business in the front, party in the back.
A skullet on his testes. just shave the part that he needed to. Oh, good times. Good times. It looks like Osama bin Laden's beard.
That's disgusting.
What?
What that front could look
that
like.
Front
gross.
Oh, good times. Good times. Hey, manscaping's become a thing, man.
Most, I know.
You know.
Got to keep it tight down there.
Yeah.
It look bigger.
Yeah, you got to present some positive curb appeal to the missus.
That's right.
Yeah. Goes both ways.
That's right.
Yeah, when we go on vacation, the missus busts out the wax strips, and she does my shoulders and my upper back, because that gets a little hairy.
Hey, I bought one of those back shaver things.
Yeah.
Freaking fantastic.
Is it good?
Changes your life, yes.
Oh.
It's so easy.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't have that hairy back, but it really bothers me. I don't like it.
Yeah.
It needs to go.
I mostly don't care until I'm somewhere for a week with my shirt off. So.
Right. That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we usually don't have our shirts off, but you go to the pool
Speak
or something.
For yourself.
It's like,
you do live a shirtless lifestyle.
Let's gear down.
I don't know. It is great. It's one of those things you see on.
Yeah, it's got like the long handle.
It's long handle, and you just.
Was it on one of those like made for TV like infomercial thing
I don't
purchases?
Know.
It is weird. I don't know why this is, because the BTJ, the special lady friend, she has no problem. She loves, she waxes my nose. She loves to pick at things, but she will not shave my back. She gets all pissy about it.
You should get one of these.
Yeah. I don't know. And I don't
I'd like
why.
To know about this product.
I don't know why.
You the name brand. I don't remember it.
But. I'll be like, will you shave my... She'll be... I'm like, will you just shave my back? She goes, no, I don't want to do it. And I'm like, why? She goes, I hate when you do it. I'm like, why? She goes, why does it bother you? I'm like, because it bothers me. I got like angel wings. I'm like, can you just take a quick lap around there? I got the little clippers. I don't know why, of all things, she gets mad at me when I shave my back. It's such a strange issue to have. Why would you want someone to have a hairy back? I've yet to figure this out, and she's yet to give me an answer to it. Very strange.
That is odd.
It is odd. It's a weird hill to die on, because she loves everything else. She's constantly picking ear hair and eyebrows and loves waxing the nose, which, by the way, I'm telling you, you want wax your nose, game changer. Feels amazing. You just get up in there and rip that sucker out. Whew. Clean as a whistle. Big fan.
My wife picks at me like a monkey, too.
Exactly.
It's so weird.
Yep. You can feel it kind of harden, and then you just yank.
That's you talking about nose wax.
Let's see if I can find the... I can't find it.
Yeah, I've seen, though. I know what you're talking about. Is it electric, or is it...
No.
So it's an actual razor?
Uh-huh.
That kind of scares
me. It's got blades.
Yeah, that worries me.
You have to replace the blades pretty often.
Or you just ripping up your own back?
You ever slice open a lat there?
No, but I've had... You certainly have to do it once or twice to kind of get the...
Mm.
You know.
That makes me...
Looking like you wrestled a cougar?
I've choked a cougar.
It happens. That makes me very, very nervous. That kind of... I thought we were going electric.
No. They have electric ones.
Electric, you had me. Why not? I'm just thinking about just taping my my little body hair clippers. I'll just tape them to like a broom handle. Get back there. Just do it myself.
Oh, you could.
MacGyver that thing.
Yeah, just make my own. Throw some duct tape on there. And then she'll walk in and get mad at me. And then I'll be like, well, do you want to do it? And she'll be like, no. And yeah, she'll still get mad at me for trying to do it myself.
Yeah, I think it's just called Backblade.
Mm. Yeah.
Backblade 2.0.
Yeah.
No. Not to be confused with Backblade 1.5. Yeah,
that thing sucks. The idea of taking a razor blade across my back when I can't see it.
A little scary.
Yeah,
flying blind is the issue for me. Like, anywhere else, whatever.
Well,
but.
What's the difference in that than an electric one, though?
Well, electric one, you can't cut yourself.
Yeah, you're not going to cut yourself.
It's an electric razor.
No, I've cut myself with an electric beard trimmer before.
I think you might be doing it wrong.
You can cut yourself down below with those.
Oh, that's for sure.
I'll tell you that now. This stuff gets caught in that thing.
Oof. Right in the butt?
Right there.
Ah! All right, well, that's a wasted segment.
Who had that on the bingo card?
Okay, so rethinking how life on Earth began. Serious science news.
Yes.
Next on The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hot science news coming at you fast from your local science bro, me, Rob. I love science. Yeah, science.
man.
This is pretty cool.
Those scientists better check their hypotenuses, dude.
Science sometimes is a liar.
They're calling this dark oxygen.
Ooh, dark oxygen.
Doesn't that sound ominous?
That does sound ominous.
Well, scientists have discovered these little metallic nodules on the seafloor way down in the ocean.
Oh, I've seen this where they're trying to collect these. I saw a thing on 60 Minutes about this.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
I love 60 Minutes. Is that show still on?
It is.
Still doing their thing?
Yeah. And the dude that's wanting to do this, it's all controversial.
Why? Why is this so controversial?
Because he's developed this big, giant machine that's just scraping the ocean floor of these things. Uh-oh. And some people are like, yeah, that's...
Don't do that.
Yeah, don't do that. And he's like, what? What do you want?
We have to advance society.
He's like, it's way under the ocean. Well, he wants the metal for, like, batteries.
Well, what they're saying is... Okay, so that's a little different. But in the darkness of the depths of the Pacific Ocean... Scientists have discovered oxygen being produced not by living organisms, but by strange potato-shaped metallic lumps that give off almost as much electricity as AA batteries.
Mm-hmm. And that's why this dude wants to... It's some rich guy like an Elon Musk type, and he wants to go down there and just rape the ocean floor of these things. And everyone's like, we're just figuring out what these things are. And he goes, yeah, but I want them for batteries. He's like, if we want electric cars, I want these things in screw whatever, you know, other impact it could have.
The surprise finding has many potential implications and could even require rethinking how life first began on Earthworld.
We came up from the little ocean balls?
Maybe. It had been thought that only living things such as plants and algae were capable of producing oxygen via photosynthesis, which requires sunlight, but... 4 kilometers, which is 2.5 miles below the surface of the Pacific Ocean, where no sunlight can reach, small mineral deposits called polymetallic nodules have been recorded making so-called dark oxygen for the first time. This is huge, dude.
Yeah.
This is huge news.
Well, and that's the...
Until the rich guys go steal it all.
Yeah, and the article I saw in the USA Today says, the module, which formed over 1 million years, are made up of ingredients needed to create batteries, lithium, cobalt, and copper. And mining companies are interested, and by interested, they're just going to do it.
They're already doing it.
Yeah. Yeah, they're going down there, and people are like, well, no one even owns that. And they're like, exactly. So we're just going to go down there and take it.
So this is like between Hawaii and Mexico. Mining companies have already harvested the nodules, or they've started. they're rich in cobalt, nickel, copper, and they're often called batteries in a rock. Mm.
Isn't it great that we just recently discovered something that could fundamentally change the way we think about life?
Yeah.
And our first thing is...
Batteries.
Let's just grab them and make batteries out of them.
Yeah, our first thing is, hey, we need better batteries for our smartphones. This will be great. Oh, wait, and it started life on Earth.
People are like, shouldn't we wait and see what impact this could have? And we're like, yeah, but... We need the batteries now.
Well, that's what the Vancouver Ford text line is saying. One person's in saying, why is this possibly bad? Because 75% of our oxygen comes from decaying plankton in the ocean. If you disrupt even the slightest ecohabitats down in the ocean, it might have catastrophic effects on our oxygen.
Yes,
that would be bad.
But man. Buckley, phones.
Smartphones, dude.
Smartphones.
Yeah. Batteries.
Let's
and
go.
Batteries. Hello.
Another person, Vancouver Ford text line. Yeah, literally nobody knows what the long-term environmental impact of undersea drilling and mining will do, so that's why some people are mixed up about it.
Yeah, the machine is just, it's just a big like road grader, and it just goes through and rips up the bottom of the ocean, and someone was like,
look, it can't be good.
It can't be. Someone's like, do you know what this could do to the ocean floor and anything living down there and fish? And the best is the rich guy, his whole thing was basically, screw the learned people. No. he had no retort to any of it other than I need batteries, so let's go.
Well, you can always just say, well, we don't really know, you know. No one knows anything, so I'm just going to do this until
that's our answer to everything.
Until it's criminal.
We're slowly cooking the planet. But that's some people.
Some science.
Like 85, 90%. But the other 10% said that this is all just a bunch of liberal BS, Frank. Pay no attention to it.
So does this mean we're related to sharks and sea otters?
Well, it's possible. I mean, there is a belief already that we all come from the ocean, little single cell organisms. So are we closer to the little sea otters? And
well, yeah. I mean, I think this is the first time anyone's probably ever thought that life could have started
as a rock.
Yeah, down in under the water.
Well, I think it's kind of cool
elsewhere than on land
that we could. You know, what if we're all just rocks and minerals? I don't know.
A rock.
That is pretty cool, though, that dark... And by the way, kudos to whoever came up with the term of dark oxygen.
Yeah, it sounds cool and nefarious.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. But don't worry, we're going to steal all the dark oxygen. There is. I just... Because sometimes you see, like, those, like, Avatar movies, like Captain Planet, and they're so heavy-handed and dumb, like... There's always like that one evil corporation that just doesn't give a damn about anything. And you're like,
they're just intentionally spilling oil into the oceans. Like, ha ha ha.
Yeah. And you're like, dude, can we just like lighten up? And then you see some of this, you're like, well, all right. Maybe it's not that far off. It recently made this discovery. Should we study it? Nah. Let's get batteries out of it. It's kind of cool when you see him down there, like on the piece, you see him down there chilling.
This should be a bigger news story.
Probably, but, you know, there's other things going on, like, on TikTok right now, so...
No, yeah, like Green Dress Woman.
What's happening with Green Dress
Woman? I don't know. Woman? Some... I don't know, and I don't care. Mm. Green Dress Girl is trending. TikTok.
The one that I've been seeing lately that I enjoy, it's a guy on rollerblades, and he roasts people's mailbox.
He roasts them? Like, what does that mean?
Like, he makes fun of people's mailboxes.
As he rolls on by?
Yeah. He goes around on rollerblades, and he's kind of a disheveled dude with, like, a big beard, and he sweats a lot. And he just rolls around on rollerblades, and then he stops in front of people's mailboxes and roasts them. He does comedy bits about people's mailboxes.
Well, I will say, I kind of like where he's going with that.
Yeah.
I have a very roastable mailbox.
Do you?
Yeah.
What's wrong with your mailbox?
It's terrible.
Really?
Yeah.
Why don't you do something about it?
Well, I don't... It's one of those... You know how there's some things that you really care about and other things that you don't?
Yeah.
I don't care
about
my mailbox.
If my man here roasted your mailbox and it went viral, would you get embarrassed into getting a new mailbox?
I don't think so.
No?
No.
You'd be fine with everyone, what are those to your mailbox?
Yeah. Because they should be doing that. I mean, like, it's a bad mailbox.
Yeah.
It's been there for years.
Well, I told you I had my mailbox thing where my neighbor is, to this day, who's a really nice guy, he hates my mailbox. And he...
What are those?
For the last, like, 2.5 years, he has desperately tried to get me to upgrade to his mailbox. And I won't do it because his mailbox is, like, $350.
Yeah. And that's the other thing is when you start looking into mailboxes... You see the basic ones, and you're like, well, that's... I don't want that. And then you keep going north, and you realize how expensive they are, and they're like, no, this one's fine. Why do I need a nice mailbox?
I don't think my mailbox is bad. It looks... it's plastic.
Well, I mean, some people like them locked, and yes. I get that.
I don't have
mine. I got to tell you, you can steal my mail. I don't care.
That's what I said.
There's nothing good in there.
Well, look at my neighbor. I don't like... He's got... I think his is from a company called... So my neighbor, when he moved in across the street, super nice guy... Very helpful, and he's one of these dudes. He wears overalls and suspenders a lot. He's very handy. I think he's an engineer. He's an older fella, and he's always he's always rocking suspenders as if he's ready to like jump into action. And he's got one of those garages that's great because no matter what you need an air compressor, he's got you. Like, I went over to borrow a ladder once. He's like, oh yeah, which one do you want? He's got them organized by size. He's that dude. So when he moved in, he said, hey, do you mind if I put in a new mailbox? Because my mailbox is across the street. And on my street, we only have a sidewalk on one side. So the sidewalk is on his side of the street, and that's where the mailbox is. So I have to walk across the street to get mine. And he said, hey, I want to put in one mailbox post because ours used to be on two separate posts side by side. And he goes, I want to get a post with where you can put two. And I was like, sure. And by the way, he put in a post that could survive a nuclear blast. It's like solid, like steel, and it's like in the ground, like 9 feet. It's ridiculous. I don't know why he needs a post that much to put up his mailbox, but he did. And he said, hey, this is the mailbox I'm putting in. I can get you one. and then you can just pay me back for it. And I was like, oh, all right. And then I looked it up. It's like 300. It was 350, maybe 375 bucks. And I was like, oh, new. And it's called Fort Knox. You can look them up. It's this giant mailbox locked. It's insane. And I was like, yeah, I'm not going to do that. And I said,
locked, can you just... cocked, ready to rock.
I said, can you just put mine?
Yeah, like, why?
Can you just put mine on the post? And the look of anger and disgust on his face. And to this day, and he tried to talk me into it, like, multiple different times. He even offered to, like defer some of the costs. He's like, well, you can pay me in installments if you want. And I'm like, it's not a... I don't need a payment plan for a mailbox. I'm just not buying it. And to this day, I think every time he goes out or sees me go out to the mailbox, he has a look of disappointment on his face that his beautiful mailbox has to sit next to my,
yeah,
like, 1999 plastic one.
You're not on his level.
No.
And he knows it.
No.
It's like the microcosmic version of having the messy yard or all the extra cars parked out front. It's like he takes so much pride in his, he looks at yours with disdain and disgust.
I guess I don't really... Like, do people get important mail that they really can't have stolen? Like, that's a...
Also, who's walking up to mailboxes, opening them, and stealing letters? Is that a thing that happens?
Yeah, talk to my neighbor. He gets very sensitive about it. Because he's got the fortress from Fort Knox, and that's going to run you $460, which is insane to me. He offered to get the Fort Knox M1 for me for the low, low price of $350. Knock $100 off of that? No. I went with the Amazon plastic one. It was $19.99. It looks fine.
Like, I think mine's even better than that.
Well, like,
I have the old metal one.
Well, see, I think the plastic one looks better than that because the metal one gets beat up and rusty. Mine doesn't dent.
Mine's rusted.
Yeah.
Dented.
No.
The red flag kind of doesn't work.
Yeah.
The post is old and rotting.
You wouldn't rot on this post.
It's hot.
You could run over it. If you ran into his mailbox, or I guess my mailbox with a car, it would mess up your car more than it would mess up that post. Which, again, it does fascinate me that he takes such pride in his mailbox. Because I've never once thought about my mailbox, but he does. And maybe that's an old man thing. As you get older, do you take more pride in your mailbox?
I think that's the thing. Everywhere the olds live in my neighborhood, they've thought about their mail. They have a setup. They have a thing.
Yeah?
Yeah, because I think mail means more to them.
Why?
Because they're from that era. They're from the era where mail was important.
Mail is not
important anymore.
No.
I mean, generally. No. And I think they come from an era where snail mail was the balls.
I guess.
You know?
Yeah.
Y'all got dressed up, held hands, ran out to the mailbox together.
To get this
sound next to the ball.
See what's in the mail today. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think the olds, they still have a soft spot for snail mail.
Well, I really enjoy the show. Thank you. Bye.
Yeah.
Thank you. Bye.
That's mine. Look, it's right there.
That looks like mine.
Yeah.
But that's plastic.
Yeah, it's plastic. It's got a little eagle on the front of it. It says U.S. Mail. No.
I'm judging you. Your mailman's probably disgusted. Poor mailwoman.
I guess. Oh, I know he is. And I do kind of feel bad about it because he's such a nice guy. And he always says hi to me. And he's always willing to help. And he's just... I feel like I should do him a solid and get the Fort Knox mailbox because he would be so happy. And he would install it. He's offered many times. I can't ever imagine buying a mailbox for $300 to $400. I think that purchase would haunt me forever.
What do you think would happen if you just got rid of your mailbox?
Interesting.
What would they do?
Try to slide it under your door or just stack it on your front porch?
No, I don't think they would do that. I think the mailman would just keep the mail and put it at the
base of where...
No. He'd put it at the mail where he picks up all his mail.
Huh.
The mail. Oh, what do you call that?
Get it at the post office.
The post office.
Yeah,
he would just put it there.
He would just hold it,
and then you would have to go pick it up.
Although I think eventually they would make you get a P.O. box.
Would they?
Yeah, because like you can only put your mail on hold temporarily. I don't think you could do that.
Well, I'm not putting it on hold. I just don't have a mailbox.
You have blown my mind.
The ball's in their court.
That's kind of a conundrum for everybody else if you just decide I'm not doing it.
Right? Yeah, I don't play by these reindeer games. I don't have a mailbox. Now what? With your red tomato flyers. What are you going to do with those? Mail guy?
I don't know.
Give them to my neighbor.
I don't know. Would they just put it in your neighbor's mailbox and be like, hey, disseminate that?
No, I'm guessing they just put it at the post office. But then the question is what does the post office do after a certain amount of time? Your mail's piling up?
They're like, return to sender permanently?
What is up with this guy?
You know what? So my jiu-jitsu gym is right next to a mail processing center, and there's postal workers. I'm going to ask.
Yeah, ask them.
I'm going to be like, excuse me, miss, what would happen if I just got rid of my mailbox? No, not turn off my mail. I went and removed my mailbox. I'm interested to know from a professional postal worker's standpoint, what would they do?
I'm Googling it real quick. Oh, should we break? All right. Did you see how much Celine Dion's making for for her big comeback performance?
Comeback performance? She's had a seizure recently. I thought she was dying. She's got some weird, like...
No.
She is having major seizure issues. She had a documentary come out about it.
Yeah. Thought she was dying.
No, she's going to perform.
Oh.
One song.
Oh, really?
Yep.
All right.
You want to guess how much she's going to make for that?
I'm guessing. But I'm guessing it's the Titanic song, is it not?
No. Well, maybe, but I doubt it.
I mean, you have one song to sing if you're Celine Dion. Don't you have to pick?
No.
My Heart Will Go On?
No, she's singing at the Olympics.
I still think she has to sing My Heart Will Go On. There's no other song she could sing. It's Celine Dion. That's like the only song that matters.
Yeah, but I don't think that is what they really want at the Olympics.
I think that's what they want. What else is she singing?
All by myself.
She doesn't really have Olympic level, sort of things.
Do you believe in love?
That's
Cher.
I know.
I hate that.
What if she sings that?
So much.
Celine Dion comes out of retirement to have one performance and she sings Cher?
Yeah, she doesn't really have a very Olympic friendly catalog. No. I read My Heart Will Go On, The Power of Love, To Love You More, I Love You, A New Day Has Come, Beauty and the Beast, I'm Alive, It's All Coming Back to Me. All by myself.
See, I'm guessing she doesn't sing one of her songs. She probably just sings a song that's more Olympic,
like
appropriate,
but not an anthem,
or maybe an anthem. Right.
I think that.
I mean, doesn't she have French? They're in Paris.
She does French have Canadian. A French song that was released in '95.
Yeah, so it's probably going to be something.
Couple
like
of them
I think
actually.
Her dead husband was French, but he's dead. I think. I still think it's going to be My Heart Goes On.
Set My Heart on Fire.
Nah, it's doing the Titanic theme.
Je sais pas.
Well, I'll tell you what she's making to perform that one song. Mm-hmm. Next. Is that a cliffhanger or what?
It is. I liked it.
Isn't that crazy? Here's Buck with SportsCenter.
It's right here, Vancouver Ford text line. Dad never misses the mail. Reminds us every day to check it. Goes through it methodically.
Yeah, my dad too. It's a really weird thing with the olds, man.
I, at any given time, have, I'd probably say 15 pieces of unopened mail on my desk. And then, like, once every, week, I'll sort through there, and 99% of it's just garbage I can throw away.
Yeah, you don't even have to open, most of mine, you don't even have to open.
No.
I know what it is.
Credit card offers or some siding company or whatever. Although, I often wonder, my friend owns a liquor business, and whenever I go into his car, he has his mail in the bag. It sits back there, and it's the damnedest thing in that.
Wow.
I'd say on average, when you get back there, he probably has 200 pieces of mail.
Well, he owns a business, though.
Yeah.
That's a little different.
And it throws me for a loop because I'm...
that's like, probably important.
That's kind of my thing. I'm like,
Why are you leaving it in your car?
Well, yeah. And he's just... And it's always this very nonchalant... Like, you would think it'd be like in a bundle, like with a rubber band or whatever. But it was almost as if he just takes like a bundle of mail, like a bin of mail and just dumps it in the back of his SUV. And I've noticed this now on several occasions when I get in there and I see the mail and I'm like, that can't be right. And he never seems concerned about it. He's like, oh, I'll get through it. And I'm wondering if he does get through it, if he just doesn't take it all out and throw it away.
Hmm.
I mean, I'll take a photo of it next time I see it, because it is a shocking amount of mail that is just littered in the back of his car. All unopened, by the way. Just sitting back there.
When's the last time you got something cool in the mail? Like that you weren't expecting? And you open it and you're like, oh my God!
Occasionally you get like one of those settlement checks off a class action suit that you're not aware of.
Yeah.
That happens.
But it's never,
it's like for $2.08 though, yeah. Usually.
Well, you know, there was that one off of, that I got one, because they sent us, what was it? We got two checks.
It was the Conoco one?
I threw away one of them.
Me too.
Yeah.
I never got, I threw away both of them. I didn't see them. Because they try to disguise them so that you'll do exactly
you do
that.
Exactly that.
And I did. I never even knew they were coming, so I must have missed them.
Because I found the one, and I was like, oh, look at that. And then I was like, where? I never got the other one. I'm like, well, I probably threw it away.
And those were like $75 or something?
Like $75.
But I mean, seriously, like, I don't know. There's never anything worthy in the mail.
No,
I mean never.
No, you get to... you get Christmas cards and like graduation announcements, wedding announcements. Those come in the mail. I'm trying to think. Like, I don't know. I get
anything? Anybody?
Yeah,
Buckley. I mean, do you get anything in the mail that's cool?
You get like medical bills and stuff. I get some of those. You know, those
bills.
That's not cool, but I do have to answer those.
Like, yeah, but those I pay those in the online.
Well,
the portal.
I do pay them online, but I do get the bill.
Yeah, they'll send them to you, but you can throw them away.
My dentist sends me a bill, but I have to open it to see what the bill is and where to go and pay.
No, you don't. You just got to go online.
Anything surprising that comes in an envelope that's exciting. Like, anything surprising is bad. Oh, I got a ticket. Oh, I owe a bill. It's not, I got this cool thing that says someone owes me a crap ton of cash. Like, it's never that.
Do you ever get the ones, like, from the city, and you're like, oh, boy, what's this?
Yeah.
And it doesn't say on the outside, and you're nervous. Mm-hmm. And then you open it up, and it's like, hey, we're doing a project in your area. Just want to let you know.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care.
Those speed humps.
Yeah, occasionally I'll get a coupon. We do a free dump day in my neighborhood where you can take stuff to the high school and throw it away. I get a coupon for that.
Coupon?
You get a coupon to, like, you can go take one time. You can take anything you have to the high school once a year, and it's like a spring cleanup, and you can just throw it away for free.
Well, why do you need the coupon?
Because that way they know you live in the neighborhood.
No.
You have to prove that you're in the neighborhood.
They don't want just anyone coming dumping there.
You can't come over into my neck of the woods and just dump your trash. That's not the way this works, Rob.
I'll just make a fake coupon. How about that?
Good luck. Good luck getting it.
What,
by the way,
coupon police?
You don't really need the coupon. The ladies just wave you.
Exactly.
I went back like 3 times this year. I was like, hey, what if I... She's like, I don't... Just go. It was 2 old ladies. Bring a can of food for the food bank and they let you blow right through.
Yeah, I think the one thing... One time I got a big check in the mail that I'd forgotten about or that I wasn't expecting, because it was like the escrow account.
Oh, yeah.
Money.
Yeah.
It was thousands of dollars.
Yes.
Totally forgot about it. And it just showed up in the mail.
See?
And that happened one time. I'm 48 years old.
It happened though.
Wait, 49.
49.
Once.
It happened.
And even if you don't get that, that goes to the unclaimed property thing, and you can eventually get that down the road.
I get a BYU magazine every so often, too, and I'm not sure why, but I get that. And it's, you know, I'm guessing it's some sort of thing to get me to read and then feel guilty and give them money.
Yeah, they take care of their alums with that publication, and you take care of them with your money.
Yeah, that doesn't happen. you think eventually they would have figured out that, like, hey, it's been 20 years, and this guy has never once written us a check.
They're relentless.
Nah, it's a spray and pray approach.
You would think that eventually, like, they would stop sending me the BYU magazine, but no, I get it religiously. My real estate lady sends me her monthly magazine, which is just her face on it, which... she's lovely, but I'm not sure why I get that. You're right in that there's really nothing valid about the mail, but I always do look through it.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
I still go out and get it.
Yeah, I can't just blindly. Everyone just sticks it on my desk, and after every couple days, you know, I go through it. I do want to ask my buddy if he goes through it, because I don't think he does. I think when you reach that level, when you reach 200 pieces of mail and it's in the back of your car, how much of that you think gets read?
Well, he probably knows it's all business related, and he probably knows what is important and what isn't. And they're all bills, so he's putting them off. That's why he's put them in the back of the car, is that people want money, and he's like, I'll get to it later. I mean, if those were checks, they wouldn't be back there.
Yeah. I wonder if he's just, like, I've often wondered that every time I see it. I'm like, how much, are you missing anything important in there? It's just, it's such an alarming amount of mail. I've never seen it before.
All right. How much do you think she's making? She's one song at the Olympics.
To get her to come out with the nerve disease, dude, they're giving her at least $1 million.
Celine Dion will be making for one song at the Olympics.
I still contend that song is going to be My Heart Will Go On.
$2 million. She can't afford not to.
No.
Even if she can't sing.
She can't sing like that.
No.
She'll lip sync it.
She's like, sure, I'll be there.
$2 million to sing one song?
Isn't that crazy?
Is that the most expensive song ever sung?
I mean, who would get more for one song?
And by the way, what a grift the Olympics are. That's just like, that's all money, by the way, that the people are paying for. The good people of Paris are paying $2 million for Celine Dion to sing one song.
They don't want the Olympics there. They started, like, pooping in the river to try to get people to not be able to swim in it for the Olympics.
I did think that was great. Yeah, the people of Paris started pooping in the Seine River.
On purpose! To protest the Olympics!
And then, like, the mayor or whatever of London said that she was going to go swim in it to prove that it was safe.
And there's E. coli.
And so she announced the day that she was going to. So the day before, they did a big community organization. Everyone got together and went and pooped.
Everyone started dumping.
In the river right where she was going to swim. which, by the way, that's a protest I can get behind. I've got the poo in my hands. I've never protested. I've said that even if you had a protest in my backyard, there's a 50-50 chance of me showing up. But if the protest was like going over the Hawthorne Bridge and we're all taking a dump at noon, like on a Wednesday.
You're in?
You might get me on that one. For like a good cause to protest something, it's like, hey, we need every hole that we can manage. We all need to get out to the Hawthorne and let's take this dump together. You might get me on that one. That just kind of seems like a fun just hand in hand, the community getting together and taking a squatter in the Willamette to tell big government to can it.
What?
All right, we'll wrap it up next on The Fan. All right, well, that's pretty much going to do it. I gotta skedaddle and get to Costco to get me some $7 shorts.
Dude, I'm telling you, they're out of stock.
They're sold out.
At all Costco's?
I do not believe that they exist anymore. I got these about a month ago. You cannot get them on Costco.com. They're at least not at my local one in Beaverton. So probably not in, where do you go, Tigard?
Buck and his wife cleaned out the Glacier.
Well, I got one. I went back for more. They didn't have any.
I may have to buy some Hang 10s.
Yeah, that's probably true.
You could probably find some other sweet options there.
I did see you could purchase the brand on Temu, so you know it's good.
I don't use Temu. Does it?
But I hear a lot of bad things.
Temu's awful, right?
No, yeah, that's you. It's like ordering something from Wish.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Says right here, Vancouver Ford text line, Dad never misses the mail. Reminds us every day to check it. Goes through it methodically.
Yeah, my dad too. It's a really weird thing with the olds, man.
I, at any given time, have, I'd probably say 15 pieces of unopened mail on my desk. And then, like, once every, I don't know, week, I'll sort through there, and 99% of it's just garbage I can throw away.
Don't you just, I mean, you don't even have to open, like, most of mine, you don't even have to open.
No.
It's just, I know what it is.
Credit card offers or, you know, yeah, some, you know, siding company or whatever. Although, I often wonder, my, my friend owns a liquor business, and whenever I go into his car, he has his mail in the bag. It sits back there, and it's the damnedest thing in that.
Wow.
I'd say on average, when you get back there, he probably has 200 pieces of mail.
Well, he owns a business, though.
Yeah.
That's a little different.
And it throws me for a loop because I'm...
that's like, probably important.
That's kind of my thing. I'm like,
Why are you leaving it in your car?
Well, yeah. And he's just... And it's always this very nonchalant... Like, you would think it'd be like in a bundle, like with a rubber band or whatever. But it was almost as if he just takes like a bundle of mail, like a... I don't know, like a bin of mail, and just dumps it in the back of his SUV. And I've noticed this now on several occasions when I get in there and I see the mail and I'm like, that can't be right. And he never seems concerned about it. He's like, oh, I'll get through it. And I'm wondering if he does get through it, if he just doesn't take it all out and throw it away.
Hmm.
I mean, I'll take a photo of it next time I see it, because it is a shocking amount of mail that is just littered in the back of his car. All unopened, by the way. Just sitting back there.
When's the last time you got something cool in the mail? Like, that you weren't expecting. And you open it and you're like, oh my God!
Occasionally you get like one of those settlement checks off a class action suit that you're not aware of.
Yeah.
That happens.
But it's never...
it's like for $2.08 though,
yeah,
usually.
Well, you know, there was that one off of... I got one. Is they sent us... What was it? We got two checks.
It was the Conoco one?
I threw away one of them.
Me too.
Yeah.
I never got... I threw away both of them. I didn't see them because they try to disguise them so that, yeah, you'll do exactly
you do
that.
Exactly that.
And I did. I never even knew they were coming, so I must have missed them.
Because I found the one, and I was like, oh, look at that. And then I was like, I never got the other one. I'm like, well, I probably threw it away.
And those were like $75 or something?
Like $75.
But I mean, seriously, like, I don't know. There's never anything worthy in the mail.
No, you
and
get...
I mean never.
No, you get... you get Christmas cards and like graduation announcements, wedding announcements. Those,
yeah,
come in the mail. I'm trying to think. Like, I don't know.
Anything? Anybody?
Yeah.
Buckley, do you get anything in the mail
that's
cool?
You get like medical bills and stuff. I get some of those. you know, those bills. That's not cool, but I do have to answer those.
Like, yeah, but those I pay those in the online.
Well,
in the
I do pay them online, but I do get the bill.
Yeah, they'll send them to you, but you can throw them away.
My dentist sends me a bill, but I have to open it to see what the bill is and where to go and pay.
No, you don't. You just got to go online.
Anything surprising that comes in an envelope that's exciting. Like, anything surprising is bad. Oh, I got a ticket. Oh, I owe a bill. It's not,
yeah,
I got this cool thing that says someone owes me a crap ton of cash. Like, it's never that.
Do you ever get the ones, like, from the city, and you're like, oh, boy, what's this?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it doesn't say on the outside, and you're nervous. Mm-hmm. And then you open it up, and it's like, hey, we're doing a project in your area. Just want to let you know. Yeah. Like, I don't care.
Those speed humps.
Yeah, occasionally I'll get like a coupon. We do a free dump day in my neighborhood where you can take stuff to the high school and throw it away. I get a coupon for that.
Coupon?
You get a coupon to, like, you can go take one time. You can take anything you have to the high school once a year, and it's like a spring cleanup, and you can just throw it away for free.
Well, why do you need the coupon?
Because then, that way they know you live in the neighborhood.
No.
You have to prove that you're in the neighborhood.
They don't want just anyone coming dumping there.
You can't come over into my neck of the woods and just dump your trash. That's not the way this works, Rop.
I'll just make a fake coupon. How about that?
Good luck. Good luck getting it. And by the way,
coupon police?
You don't really need the coupon. The ladies just wave you.
Exactly.
I went back like 3 times this year. I was like, hey, what if she's like, I don't, just go. It was 2 old ladies. Bring a can of food for the food bank and they let you blow right through.
Yeah, I think the one time I got a big check in the mail that I'd forgotten about or that I wasn't expecting because it was like the escrow account.
Oh, yeah.
Money.
Yeah.
It was thousands of dollars.
Yes.
Totally forgot about it. And it just showed up in the mail.
See?
And that happened one time. I'm 48 years old.
It happened though.
Wait, 49.
49.
Once.
It happened.
And even if you don't get that, that goes to the unclaimed property thing, and you can eventually get that down the road.
I get a BYU magazine every so often, too, and I'm not sure why, but I get that. And it's, you know, I'm guessing it's some sort of thing to get me to read and then feel guilty and give them money.
Yeah, they take care of their alums with that publication, and you take care of them with your money.
Yeah, that doesn't happen. You think eventually they would have figured out that, like, hey, it's been 20 years, and this guy has never once written us a check.
They're relentless.
Nah, it's a spray and pray approach.
You would think that eventually, like, they would stop sending me the BYU magazine, but no, I get it religiously. My real estate lady sends me her monthly magazine, which is just her face on it, which... she's lovely, but I'm not sure why I get that. You're right in that there's really nothing valid about the mail, but I always do look through it.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
I still go out and get it.
Yeah, I can't just blindly. Everyone just sticks it on my desk, and after every couple days, you know, I go through it. I do want to ask my buddy if he goes through it, because I don't think he does. I think when you reach that level, when you reach 200 pieces of mail and it's in the back of your car, how much of that you think gets read?
Well, he probably knows it's all business related, and he probably knows what's important and what isn't. And they're all bills, so he's putting them all. That's why he's put them in the back of the cart, is that people want money, and he's like, I'll get to it later. I mean, if those were checks, they wouldn't be back there.
Yeah. I wonder if he's just, like, I've often wondered that every time I see it. I'm like, how much, are you missing anything important in there? It's just, it's such an alarming amount of mail. I've never seen it before.
All right. How much do you think she's making? She's one song at the Olympics.
To get her to come out with the nerve disease, dude, they're giving her at least $1 million.
Celine Dion will be making for one song at the Olympics.
I still contend that song is going to be My Heart Will Go On.
$2 million. She can't afford not to.
No.
Even if she can't sing.
She can't sing like that.
No.
She'll lip sync it.
Yeah, sure, I'll be there.
$2 million to sing one song?
Isn't that crazy?
Is that the most expensive song ever sung?
I mean, who would get more for one song?
And by the way, what a grift the Olympics are. That's just like... That's all money, by the way, that the people are paying for. The good people of Paris are paying $2 million for Celine Dion to sing one song.
They don't want the Olympics there. They started, like, pooping in the river to try to get people to not be able to swim in it for the Olympics.
I did think that was great. Yeah, the people of Paris started pooping in the Seine River.
On purpose! to protest the Olympics.
And then, like, the mayor or whatever of London said that she was going to go swimming it to
she
prove
did.
That it was safe.
And there's E. coli.
And so she announced the day that she was going to. So the day before, they did a big community organization. Everyone got together and went and pooped.
Everyone started dumping.
In the river right where she was going to swim. Which, by the way, that's a protest I can get behind. I've got the poo in my hands. I've never protested. I've said that even if you had a protest in my backyard, there's a 50-50 chance of me showing up. But if the protest was like going over the Hawthorne Bridge and we're all taking a dump at noon, like on a Wednesday.
You're in?
You might get me on that one. For like a good cause to protest something, it's like, hey, we need every hole that we can manage. We all need to get out to the Hawthorne and let's take this dump together. You might get me on that one. That just kind of seems like a fun... Just hand in hand, the community getting together and taking a squatter in the Willamette to tell big government to can it.
What?
All right, we'll wrap it up next on The Fan. All right, well, that's pretty much going to do it. I gotta skedaddle and get to Costco to get me some $7 shorts.
Dude, I'm telling you, they're out of stock.
They're sold out.
At all Costco's?
I do not believe that they exist anymore. I got these about a month ago. You cannot get them on Costco.com. They're at least not at my local one in Beaverton. So probably not in, where do you go, Tigard?
Puck and his wife cleaned out the Glacier.
Well, I got one. I went back for more. They didn't have any.
I may have to buy some Hang 10s.
Yeah, that's probably true.
You could probably find some other sweet options there.
I did see you could purchase the brand on Temu, so you know it's good.
I don't use Temu. Does it? Do you
I never
use?
Have, but I hear a lot of bad things. No,
well, Temu's not, awful, right?
No. Yeah, that's you. It's like ordering something from Wish. Don't do it.
What's Wish?
Wish is like you don't really know what you're going to get. It's like it's basically just knockoff products.
So Temu is overseas?
Yeah, Temu is a Chinese like Amazon sort of thing. Yeah. And you don't really know what you're getting.
Is that just because we're in the U.S.? Because it seems to be everywhere. It's big.
Yeah, my son ordered a hockey jersey, a Vancouver Canucks jersey off of that, and boy, what he got was something special. It was interesting when it came. You know, it says authentic NHL jersey. I can promise you, it was not. There's a reason why, like, you look at something and you're like, hey, this is normally $85, and on Temu it's like $12. Well, there's a reason. It's not $12. It's not the real thing.
Hey, big exciting show coming up next. We've got Hot Corner standing by. Look at Schulte in there. We got Jolton Joe playing on his phone over here. I'm guessing we're gonna get an appearance from what's his nuts? Patrick.
No.
Is he not on the show anymore? Oh, he's at the Pickles.
Important things. Sensing Rob's picking up on something here.
Yeah. Is there some dissension amongst the baseball boys?
It's one-sided conversations, great for radio.
Yeah, Joe somehow thinks we can hear him. Everybody have a great night, okay? You little bitches. Schulte's looking hot. I gotta tell you,
it was his.
That dude looks hot.
I bet you he's wearing some Glacier Sport Performance. Look at that! Look at that!
If he got there in time,
boy, that faux hawk is on point. That's right from the barber.
Isn't all right,
that's Sally's Beauty Supply right there. I dig it.
Hot Corner is next. Our show, believe it or not, returns tomorrow, 3 to 7 on The Fan. Good night. All right, well, that's pretty much going to do it. I gotta skedaddle and get to Costco to get me some $7 shorts.
Dude, I'm telling you, they're out of stock.
They're sold out.
At all Costco's?
I do not believe that they exist anymore. I got these about a month ago. You cannot get them on Costco.com. They're at least not at my local one in Beaverton. So probably not in, where do you go, Tigard?
Puck and his wife cleaned out the Glacier.
Well, I got one. I went back for more. They didn't have any.
I may have to buy some Hang 10s.
Yeah, that's probably true.
You could probably find some other sweet options there.
I did see you could purchase the brand on Temu, so you know it's good.
I don't don't use Temu. Does it? Do you
I never
use?
Have, but I hear a lot of bad things.
No, well, Temu's not, awful, right?
No, yeah, that's you. It's like ordering something from Wish. Don't do it.
What's Wish?
Wish is like you don't really know what you're going to get. It's like it's basically just knockoff products.
So Temu is overseas?
Yeah, Temu is a Chinese like Amazon sort of thing. Yeah. And you don't really know what you're getting.
Is that just because we're in the U.S.? Because it seems to be everywhere. It's big.
Yeah, my son ordered a hockey jersey, a Vancouver Canucks jersey off of that, and boy, what he got was something special. It was interesting when it came. You know, it says authentic NHL jersey. I can promise you, it was not.
Right.
There's a reason why. Like you look at something and you're like, hey, this is normally $85, and on Temu it's like $12. Well, there's a reason. It's not $12. It's not the real thing.
Hey, big exciting show coming up next. We've got Hot Corner standing by. Look at Schulte in there. We got Jolton Joe playing on his phone over here. I'm guessing we're gonna get an appearance from what's his nuts? Patrick.
No.
Is he not on the show anymore? Oh, he's at the Pickles.
Important things. Sensing Rob's picking up on something here.
Yeah. Is there some dissension amongst the baseball boys?
It's one-sided conversation is great for radio.
Yeah, Joe somehow thinks we can hear him. Everybody have a great night, okay? You little bitches. Schulte's looking hot. I gotta tell you,
it was his.
That dude looks hot.
I bet you he's wearing some Glacier Sport Performance. Look at that! Look at that!
If he got there in time,
boy, that faux hawk is on point. That's right from the barber.
Isn't all right,
that's Sally's Beauty Supply right there. I dig it.
Hot Corner is next. Our show, believe it or not, returns tomorrow, 3 to 7 on the Fan. Good night.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.